Some of the world's biggest media conglomerates have been replacing their CEOs. Top executives at AOL, Time Warner, Francis Vivendi, and Germany's Bertelsmann have been relieved of their duties recently. Stefan Richter, who's editor-in-chief of The Globalist, says the media conglomerates are overextended.
The managers have promised too much for the global media world, that they could come up with synergy, convergence, all these wonderful things. And to me, it all boils down to one very simple thing. Synergy, convergence, I think we should consider that that's Latin for, I just don't know how the hell all of this is going to work.
Or possibly another language for, have these media corporations gotten too big?
These media corporations have gotten way too big. There is no way how you can keep the complexity that it means to have all these different titles, magazines, and so on. There is so much Me Too journalism. Everybody wants to go after the latest fad. Then they all chase the same assets. They all overpaid for these assets. Now they have a mountain of debt and really not a real business plan to work down that mountain of debt. And all of that doesn't make sense.
Are U.S. and European media companies facing the same fate?
Really, where the media companies are all the same is that they're like the telecom companies. It's just the same thing. Everybody was chasing after a handful of assets, expecting miracles, paying tens of billions of dollars for many of these assets, and that's an equation that can't work.
We've been hearing that Europe has slowly been moving towards American-style capitalism. Do you expect a backlash now in Europe because of the troubles at Bertelsmann and Vivendi?
Really, the backlash in Europe is different because in Bertelsmann's case, it's a family control issue. In the case of Vivendi, the French media company, it was more whether France as a nation could work well in global markets and succumb to the ups and downs of the global media market and the global capital markets.
But is there an American-style capitalism, and is it different from what the Europeans had been used to, and did they, in fact, adopt it in these last few years?
There was a rough-and-tumble American capitalism. I think one of the interesting questions of the current Enron and all these follow-on crises is whether American capitalism isn't being tempered a lot, whether there isn't, after Europe had to succumb to a lot of American capitalism inducements, whether it's now going in the opposite direction. For example, pension funds for employees are getting much more scrutiny, even in the Congress, which is the last bastion of not wanting reform and being dragged every step of the way. But those are all European values in terms of focusing on employees, on the so-called stakeholders. And I think in the United States, we are slowly but surely seeing a march back in that direction. So my analysis really would be that those two capitalisms are ultimately going to be merging, and it's not just going to be the rough and tumble, as the Europeans say, cowboy capitalism from the United States, but the more equity and fairness-oriented capitalism of Europe is also going to have much more prominence in the U.S. of A.
Stefan Richter is editor-in-chief of The Globalist and president of the Globalist Research Center.